this episode of Report This Post.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Reboot This Post, a Patreon-exclusive mini-series for our beloved patrons. My name is Geiger, and that is Christian.
Hold the line, Patriots.
And we are your hosts with the posts. For the month of February, we are looking back in the archives of the podcast and selecting a topic to reboot with all new posts for a modern audience. And this week's topic, originally episode number 19 of Report This Post, QAnon.
Wow.
Where we go one, we go all. Isn't that right?
Yeah. You can't search that hashtag anymore. They disabled it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. On most social media, it's been disabled, so they found their ways around it.
That is some good-ass censorship right there, folks. A lot's happened since the last time we did a QAnon episode back in early 2019. Mm-hmm. Namely, things like that. QAnon got exposed a little bit more, and some of the more fervent followers got a little kookier than they were before. One of them got her head blown off by the police in the Capitol building, which is pretty funny. She was a wonderful tweeter of all those things. But she can't tweet anymore because she's in hell. Which is too bad.
What a shame.
Yeah, we miss her. And we miss her posts as well as all the other crazy Q people. There's still QAnon's still going.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a lot different than it was, you know, when before clearly none of it came true, like even beyond every possible measure of what you could consider the truth, which these people like to stretch to mean anything.
Yeah.
Although we will see some posts in this episode where people are really, man, they are really digging in, aren't they?
yeah. The cope, as one would put it, is really, really strong with this group of people.
It's very fascinating. Yeah. I would say probably, you know, I don't think I've ever done this on the show. I want to look up Google Trends.
No.
You ever looked that up?
No.
So it just shows you what topics are searched and how much they're searched throughout the years. You just type in a term and you type in QAnon into Google Trends and you see that it had a huge spike in July of 2018, a massive spike in August of last year.
Wow.
And another big spike right before the inauguration, and then it's just completely dropped down since then. number one, man, the top states: Wyoming, Montana, Oregon, Colorado, New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. I'm not surprised.
Well, they're a big libertarian state, so that's not surprising. But yeah, there's a, and like Oregon and Colorado both have like. They're both liberal, but they have this crazy
militia-style mindset.
Militia, yeah. Folks, yeah, so that's not surprising either. And Wyoming and Montana are just militias, as far as I can tell. That's cool. So we're starting to see that just drop right off the map. I don't know what could happen that would spark it back up again.
Well, you know, our beloved... Big Orange Boy has been mighty silent.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's going to be something where he'll come out and do something where people will, it'll be a sign.
Mm. Yeah. And if he doesn't, it'll also be a sign. So that's the beauty of it. They're really good. They're smart folks.
You got to read the lines and between the lines, behind the lines. You gotta
go ahead and make up some lines if you have to.
Add some numbers together. Oh, it's great. Oh, I love it so much.
Yeah. Well, why don't we go ahead and start reading some posts? We have a pretty good stretch of a timeline here from before the election, before that even, post-election, inauguration day, all sorts of fun stuff from QAnon folks. A lot of them from, what's it called? what's the website? GreatAwakening.win, which is the QAnon
the QAnon
version where, of the Donald.win.
Yeah, where all the when Reddit shut down the QAnon stuff, that's where they went. Yep, sure.
Yep. So we'll hear a lot from those folks tonight.
Very good. Well, let's start off from with a Facebook post from back in November.
Okay.
Election fraud update. If you have been following for a long time and you know the term, quote-unquote, watch the waters, you probably understood it meant the Three Gorges Dam, but it was never referring to that. The watch the water intel refers to the watermark on the official election ballots. The original ballots are also registered on a QFS blockchain to prevent fraud. The National Guard has been deployed to 12 states, Alabama, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Colorado, Texas, Wisconsin, Tennessee, Washington, Virginia, Delaware, Illinois, and Kentucky, and they are now counting the official ballots. The Dems fell right into the trap of this sting operation, and Trump has it all. Fraud will be exposed for the world to see. And isn't it fancy how the amazing Justice Amy was confirmed before the election so she can rightfully take care of the business of election fraud? Oh, and this is only the beginning of the epic times that lie ahead. So, did Trump win by a landslide? You will soon see that he did, with like 8 exclamation points after it.
Yep, right. Coming up real soon. remember when the...
Any day now.
So the National Guard went to 12 states to count ballots. Classic trap that the Democrats fell into. I don't know what that was about.
It's so unbelievable.
The amazing Justice Amy confirmed, and then she famously did nothing about the election because no one did because it was nonsense. Their cases. The Three Gorges Dam is a big dam in China, apparently. And there's a conspiracy about it. It's a little too long for this podcast, and because I don't want to read, but if it breaks, it's going to destroy the world, apparently.
Sure.
Is the idea. So that was a big part of the QAnon thing. Hasn't happened yet. It has the dam is the number 2 of 46 things to do in Yichang, according to TripAdvisor.
There's 46 things to do there, huh? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a 4-star rating, which is pretty good.
Love that dam.
A user named JV2112 wrote a review about it. 1-star. See it now before it crumbles. Like anything made in China, this too will fail. Wow. That's pretty brutal. this guy's got to give a 3-star review and it says, seen it. Okay.
You left 900 cool reviews. CVS, been there.
Yep.
Yep. Yes, sir. The Dunkin' Donuts across the street? You know it, buddy.
God, can you imagine just rating literally every place you've been to?
Well, yeah. I mean, there used to be an app for that. Well, the check-in, remember Foursquare? That was basically the same idea.
I think I used that twice. Just yeah, once Facebook just added that to it, I was like, Foursquare's like, oh, I guess we're done now forever. I guess we'll never be able to use this anymore. That's fun. RIP to Foursquare. Now, this guy on Facebook has a slightly different perspective on QAnon. Just for the record, I do not know what QAnon is. There is literally no such thing as QAnon. There is President Trump, Q, and Anons. QAnon was a conspiracy created by the left to create misinformation. People who always laugh at my posts online are part of that liberal cult of misinformation and believe in QAnon. If you ever saw me in the past use the QAnon hashtag, it was to help others find the truth and for them to get away from the misinformation of the left. What I believe in is the great awakening that is unfolding over the next few days. Mm-hmm. Q is a part of the largest military operation unfolding in history. Does anyone happen to know what the highest level of clearance you can get in the U.S. government? In case you don't know, I provided a link for you. And he included a link to the wiki page for Q clearance, which... he included, like, he found some, like, the missing piece of the puzzle for what Q was. Like, right. Like, we know that. Yeah, that's the point of the Q thing. You know, you didn't discover that. It's on Wikipedia, for Christ's sake.
It's been in front of us this whole time.
Oh, no. So it wasn't just a random letter.
We've been so blind.
Pretty good theory there. Really, I like unfolding the whole thing.
Yeah, the people laughing at my post are psyops. Yeah, my true friends would never do this. This is a conspiracy to make me look bad online.
The girls group DM on Twitter laughing at my dick are Antifa.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess you're. Well, you're probably right. Actually, that's a pretty good point. Damn, that's brutal.
Great. Oh, well, I found a guy. I'm with Christ and Q, whose handle on Twitter is @Trump4Eva17.
Hell yeah.
Tweeted this out. I'm really hoping the bigger accounts will help spread this. As the arrest starts, please do not start making the we told you so posts. We must remember that this movement was ordained by God himself and carried out through the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. They wanted us divided, so we need to show our enemies the same grace Christ showed us sinners. We have an opportunity to unite our nation. Let's not blow it. #WWG1WGA, #GodWins. And @IsaTrumpCard tweeted in response to Trump being acquitted, "Tonight I will be celebrating the acquittal in East Tennessee with a group of patriots. Who else is partying?" And Trump4Ever17 replied, "Feels empty. I'll celebrate after the first arrest and or Trump being sworn in and acknowledged as POTUS again."
Getting almost there.
Wait, I'm waiting.
That first arrest is just right around the corner. It's funny how these people can think like simultaneously that like Democrats and all that are like evil spawns of Satan and like total infiltrated the deep state, and yet they're also going to get arrested by somebody. Like, I guess that's part of why the theory works, because when they're not arrested, you can be like, "Aha, I told you so." Because who are you gonna that's how evil they are.
Chuck
you think it's a Ghostbuster situation?
Chuck Schumer gets sucked into a ghost trap.
He does have Slimer vibes to him, to be fair. You want the Vizetti brothers?
Okay. I'm building up a whole I'm doing world building in my head on this.
You got a whole DeviantArt account you got to get started on. I know you have one. I know that for a fact.
I do not.
Okay. Well, never too late. Actually, it is too late. There's no reason why gentlemen of of your advanced age should be starting a DeviantArt.
30XXX years old, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Another gentleman posted this about a month ago on the Texans Back to Work Facebook page. Prepare to enter the Twilight Zone. Steven Mnuchin is an American politician, investment banker, and is now serving as the Secretary of Treasury of President Trump. Did you know he is also an executive movie producer? One of the movies he was an executive producer of was Suicide Squad, a Warner Brothers movie. A character in the movie is named Harley Quinn. The Nashville bombing suspect that was reported to us plastered all over the mainstream media is named Anthony Quinn Warner. Coincidence? Were there casualties from the bombing incident? Timing? Place? Controlled? Warning? We were told by our favorite Anon to, quote, enjoy the show. Trust the plan. The best is yet to come for God and country. Not sure what that use is to people who just want to get back to work, but interesting.
You got to post somewhere, right? You get booted out of all the other groups you're in. You're like, well.
When you uncover this incredible piece of evidence of what exactly that. So let's go through what happened here. So a Warner Brother Warner Brothers
and the Warner made sister the movie, Dot.
That's right, made Suicide Squad. And they right. included a character called Harley Quinn. And then while they were doing that, they said, we also need to do a bombing in Nashville. Hey, I have an idea.
Why don't we name the guy?
Why don't we give him the name Quinn for his middle name? His last name will be Warner, like the studio that we own.
Oh my
and everyone's
God.
Like, yep, that makes perfect sense. Why wouldn't we do that?
Hey, you know, a bomber bombing Nashville is some truly twisted stuff. It really is. It is something like what the Joker would do. So, I mean, the logic is sound.
When was this Harley Quinn character originally created? Probably, what, 90 years ago or some nonsense?
No, it was animated series, like 93,
all
maybe?
Right, so, okay. Ooh, I said 90 and then you said 93.
Fuck off.
There are no coincidences, huh?
In the reverse that, it's 39.
That's right. 39, which is how old I am. So...
Minus. Okay. All right. Great.
Yeah, I really don't. Like when he says coincidence, like people should just be like, "Yep, that's exactly what that is." Like, there's so many things you can say about these people that are bad. This one, chalk it up to a coincidence. It really has. There's no reason to think any of this is connected at all. This particular thing. Keep fighting the good fight, man.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, it's what else are they going to do? What else do they have going on in their lives that they're able to care about? Nothing. So they have to care about this. So.
Yeah, when someone's posting this, you got to realize, like, okay, there's nothing that could convince this guy anything.
anything else. Yeah, that's right.
He is all in.
Just give him the carry act and keep scrolling. Okay, see ya. All right. Yeah, thanks there, Uncle Jeff. Appreciate it. Well, also on Facebook, a lady named Pamela posted this. She was actually tortured and killed. Blood drained and red shoes were made from her skin. And we know who has those red shoes. Spielberg, also a pedophile, spelled incorrectly, and
also
child killer.
The creator of Animaniacs, as mentioned earlier.
Hey, okay, now... And child killer, remember that next time you watch one of his movies, which I will never again. The rabbit hole is horrible and deep, and it's a have to go down in order to save the children being stolen and sold. Some for sex, some for work slaves, some for breeders, and the rest for their satanic bullshit and blood draining to capture the adrenochrome to drink.
Oh,
it keeps them useful. Why do you think so many stars have aged what looks like 10 years and less than one? Trump cut off their supply. Hate the man if you must, but he is the only person stopping this. The order he signed when he came into office with stopping trafficking around the world was the first to ever do this. Biden is a rapist and pedophile. Do your research. It's true. And with that being said, if you won't bother to look it up and see the cold hard facts, then please delete me as a friend. I cannot support anyone that supports pedophiles, or too busy with life to even give a shit about the missing children. It could have been yours, and then you would be thankful for the QAnons and hashtag Q for the passion and mission that we have. And if you get your news from the mainstream media, then you are getting false news. Hashtag adrenochrome, hashtag out of the shadows, hashtag fall of the cobble, hashtag organ harvesting, hashtag where are the children? You guys get it.
Mm-hmm.
It just keeps going on and on. There's about 20 more of them. So I should note that an image of Heather O'Rourke, who played Carol Ann in the Poltergeist trilogy, was attached to this post. And it was also completely in caps lock, just all the way through, cruising.
Perfect. Really makes the point. Why was the Poltergeist gal brought up?
Mostly because she died after the third movie.
Yeah, she died 34 years ago.
And
am I missing something here?
It's a movie that this lady saw.
Oh, okay.
And it had a child in
now
it.
Now that is
like,
a coincidence.
Aha, a kid that died. Mm-hmm. I know who's responsible for this. Steven Spielberg, who was a producer of the original Poltergeist. It's all coming together.
They made shoes out of her skin?
Sure.
Huh.
I mean,
all right.
Look, who am I to say? Who am I to argue?
Yeah, prove that that didn't happen. The burden of proof lies.
I dare you.
This was shared on Facebook by a bunch of people with the caption, "Interesting."
Yeah.
Number one, the 1871, quote, United States of America Corporation is dissolved. Two, Donald Trump and others signed a new Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 2020. Three, U.S. Okay. military knows true 2020 election results of all legitimate votes cast before foreign interference altered the results. Four, Donald Trump is the first president of the States of America, a new nation declared on July 4th, 2020. Five, Joe Biden's inauguration was irrelevant since the office he assumed on January 20th no longer exists. Welcome to the new Constitutional Republic of America and her first president, the same as the last president of the previous failed, due to treason, Constitutional Republic. But in this one, the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and Donald J. Trump is her first president.
So that's how that works, huh? It's just... Uh-huh.
All this stuff happens, and then just... but, like, no one says anything? Like, everyone involved... The U.S. military, which has 10 billion people in it, is... there's so many people involved with what this person is saying, and no one's said one word about it. And also, everyone's
very
just like,
hush-hush.
I guess we'll just let everyone just think Biden's in charge. But why? Why would they do
that? Don't want to rock the boat too much.
We don't want to rock the boat by having people know who the president is.
I just love the idea of it, like, just like being such a sore loser that you're like completely fabricating this like wild thing.
Yeah, the idea like, that
and the four other guys that you met on like the dark web are like, okay, yeah, sure. That's so funny to me.
Yeah, I don't know what the what exactly the new Declaration of Independence is that he said.
It's just the art of the deal.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. There's, again, you could just twist any sentence said to match whatever, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, and we love it, folks. And without it, we unfortunately would have to stop doing this show. So,
yep. Hmm. No one wants that.
Nobody wants that
except the two hosts.
Here's a theory from GreatAwakening.win about the Super Bowl halftime show.
Hmm.
Who wants to know what the bandage on the face was? Michael Jackson was actually scarred very severely while filming a Pepsi commercial back in the day. That's why his face was all fucked up, but he wasn't allowed to say anything. You can find the video of his hair catching fire and his whole head engulfed in flames. You can see the fact The Weeknd was dressed to look like Michael Jackson, especially with the MJ moves at the beginning. All the bandage people were mocking MJ being burned years ago. These people are fucking sick.
Mm-hmm.
Also, at the start, Falling White Angel drops into hell. Out comes The Weeknd. Now angels are androids with clear cyborg reference. This is the push for AI, my friends. Satan has arrived.
Yeah. Now, you watched the halftime show at my house, I believe. Is that correct?
Seated directly next to you. Our hips were touching.
Yeah. The first thing we said to each other was, "We need AI because we were
so
completely brainwashed by The Weeknd." We said, "Well, this is clearly androids and cyborg. This means minimum wage should be bumped up to $30 an hour so we can get AI in there." Whatever message was happening here.
This is another
good example of the people who are desperately anti-pedos also defending Michael Jackson.
You gotta find the gaps where you can, right? Like, that's the thing.
I heard a lot of that in the Michael Jackson episode we did, two or three months ago, whatever it was.
Yeah.
That was a good one, folks. Go back and listen to that one. A lot of folks seem to think that the big storm was coming during the Super Bowl, but user YSeaman on greatawakening.win had this take. Stop thinking it'll be during the Super Bowl. Just as we've seen several times, they aren't going to let anyone know when. Trump has said it. Flynn has said it. The trick is to confuse the enemy. So believe me, I wish I was wrong. I really do, but there's no way anything will happen during the Super Bowl. I know Q posts have said shit about Super Bowl, Puppy Bowl, whatever. For optics and other reasons that we likely don't know of, it can't happen.
Okay.
User Lissad added, Greta Thunberg may abseil from a chopper and show us her tits. Stranger things have happened. To which Jonathan E. replied, does she have any tits? She always struck me as being totally sexless. I never bothered to wonder.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So.
And she's also a kid. So
she's a baby. So a couple of cool guys online talking about a teenager's tits because they don't like her about global warming.
It happens more than you think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really cool. Why again, why would it happen at the Super Bowl?
What is going to happen? That Trump is going to march out there with the military, and then Hillary will be brought in on a cage, and
she's between the uprights,
lit aflame.
Yeah, she's between the uprights, and they just kick a football and take her head off with it. Yeah,
it's God, cool. These people are so fucking stupid. I love it.
Yeah,
like everything has to be. It's clearly so over the top. Drama for these folks that it couldn't just be like, yeah, there was like some peaceful arrests of, like, they're not gonna be like, Hillary Clinton was peacefully arrested, she said okay, I'll go in, and then she's in court, gets her fingerprints taken, and then goes through a trial. No, it's like during the Super Bowl halftime, a military tribunal will take place with every A-lister from Hollywood that I don't like. And there will be Trump will appear via helicopter.
Giant hologram of Trump. Meanwhile, you got like some guy in Buffalo like, what the hell? The game. I'm trying to watch the game.
Come on. Don't get politics in my sports. There would be someone tweeting that, like, get back to the game, come on.
He just has like a really pixelated, like,
I got 10 Vikings large on this game.
Vikings emblem is their logo, like, come on, with a watermark on it.
Tom Hanks is being decapitated by Mike Pence, and he's like, ugh, come on, man. Start the second half.
I gotta work in the morning. I gotta work tomorrow. Come on, guys.
My dip's getting cold. AOC is dunked into a vat of lava, and he's just like, ugh. Guess I'll go to the bathroom.
Which is great because it takes 25 minutes for him to go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Perfect timing. Perfect timing. Well, speaking of all those rascally devils, who installed the Biden clone and Clinton clone was posted on greatawakening.win. So, I'm aware of evidence that Biden has a clone and Hillary Clinton has a clone, but now I'm confused as to who has installed the clone. Is it the white hat or the black hat?
Ooh.
White hat installed, real Biden is arrested and white hat puts a clone in. Black hat installed, and used a clone for theatrical purposes. What's the theory here? Anyone? And Bubbleburst replied, I've debated this with my wife all day yesterday. At this point, there is no doubt that Biden is not real. So if he has been replaced by white hats, he has to fool the rest of the Democrats. It basically means he is a honeypot at this time, for the cabal, but specifically for the Chinese. But if he is a white hat, I can imagine a lot of arguments that Trump had no right to fool us with this. That his actions are not the same as the real Biden's actions and whatnot. If he's black hat, it makes more sense. All his actions will at least represent the motives of the deep state, and so the previous argument, again, won't work. However, the big issue here is that we have to assume the black hats put forward a clone knowing perfectly well that the white hats know it's fake. Just doesn't make sense. So I'm siding with the white hats running the clones at this point. And user Great Nipples added, could be China, could be US. I don't know. Each side could have a motive. Agree, though, there are many doubles and not the original people.
Yes. Yeah, we know that because there's evidence of it.
it's readily available, well, not on websites that aren't made up of a string of letters and numbers and dot, dot FLC or whatever is the domain.
I like that OP just says, like, I'm aware of evidence that they have clones. Not even like I've seen it. I'm just I've caught wind that there is, in fact, evidence. Just not even going to bother. Like, not even going to go to one of those fake websites to find out for himself. He's just like, yeah, I heard somewhere that they're clones. So I guess, yeah, all right, they're clones. White hats are, I believe, are Trump supporters, and black hats are the deep state.
Sure.
Is my reading on this.
A classic cowboy analogy, if I've...
Real spy versus spy shit, huh? Boy, remember that?
What are those guys up to these days? They've been out of work for a bit.
They're both on Epstein's Island. So a guy on Facebook made these posts 2 days after the election. Hold the line, everyone. God is leading the charge. These criminals are going down. God's army is in on the way. Mm-hmm. And this one a little bit later. For all the Trump supporters out there, Donald J. Trump is still your president, even though he's not in Washington, D.C., Washington is a corporation which is owned by the corporation. Joe Biden was elected as president of the corporation, not the Republic of America. That's why your president is in Florida right now, which is the new White House of the Republic. He is still president of America.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
this is the second time somebody said that the United States is a corporation in this episode.
Well, in this one, he's saying Washington, D.C. is a corporation. And that means when we elected Joe Biden, we elected him to be president of the Corporation of Washington, D.C., which I've never heard that one before. For some reason, that happened, but Trump remained president of America.
Sure.
Why that switch, the old switcheroo happened, I'm not exactly sure. I'm not sure why Trump would then be in Florida to then just golf all the time as the new president, as the remaining president of America.
After the last 4 years, he deserves a rest. And and just let the shadow government do its work in the background. Thank you for your service, sir. Just so absolutely delusional. What the fuck?
It really is. It's the funniest shit. I love
really it. Cool. Well, a gal named Katie posted to Facebook, "What my JFK tattoo means to me." Yes, it's a head split tattoo of JFK where his brain is revealed and brain matter is splattered about. But if you look at it, the brain is still intact, which means to me that even though JFK is dead, that his ideals, what he taught us, and the corruption in the government that he was trying to unveil is still prevalent and that we should be seeking truth. On top of that, I don't believe the Kennedys killed Monroe. I believe that she knew who and what Kennedy was going to expose, and those who were about to be brought out into the light for the awful and hideous crimes they had and are still committing made sure that what she knew would not get out. And attaches a very detailed portrait of JFK with his head blown open with his brain just sitting there. So
cool. That's a fun. Why would you tattoo that on yourself?
I want to point out, too, this was in a Q-adjacent Facebook group, and this girl is probably 23 years old. So she's on the lower end of the spectrum, if you will.
Yeah. Oh, these folks are all over various spectrums. That's no doubt about it. I don't know why JFK is also – these people are also huge fans of JFK generally.
No, don't know.
The only thing I could say would be that since most of these folks are, you know, average age 90, they were around when JFK was shot, and it, like, shook their world so much – and they just sort of dropped out of politics for a while, and then the QAnon stuff got them, and Trump just got them all riled up again. And they're like excited for that JFK time, and they found a great conspiracy that sort of makes them feel like the good old days are still around. Trump's gonna bring it back to that time before the reality was completely fucked. And now they're just, but and now they can just, they realize on the computer, they can just sort of make up their own reality. And they can just sort of enjoy it, which is pretty fun.
Just space out. It's like, it's like Second Life for these people, but they don't have to install anything. They can just do whatever they want.
Fortunately, many of them are going to be discovering the Second Life known as hell here pretty soon, because they're all very old and dying. The original Second Life, folks. A guy on Facebook had it up to here with people dismissing QAnon. All these people completely highlight how out of touch with reality everyone is. You all act like QAnon is some crazy conspiracy crap. It's some guy that, at times, actually got things right about what happened politically. But no, you make it out to be some underground cult or, quote, alien abductions, and calling being literally waved in by police and an officer being, quote, chased and, quote, insurrection is not only completely wrong, but extremely distasteful. Seriously, people need to go outside and get some fresh air. Quit buying into your nut job ideals. It's almost bad as the weirdos that call Proud Boys white supremacists. How much more out of the, into the weird nonsense do you have to be to believe this stuff?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
How nuts do you have to believe?
What kind of insane cuckoo guy do you have to be to think that stuff?
I like how this guy's thing is like, you think QAnon is fake, but it's a guy who was right like 4% of the time, and you're gonna mock me for believing in it. And 4% now that I think of it is probably exceptionally high. On
that. I mean, well, it even depends on how you define right, because so many things he says are just completely vague. Anything he said that's like has any actual date to it is completely wrong.
Something's going to happen this day. Well, yeah, Trump. I saw Trump on TV, so that's must be what he was talking about. Like, okay,
yeah. He's made a lot of posts that were like, you know, in March, watch out. And then like something happens in March, people are like, aha. Literally anything. some spree shooter in Montana, and it's like, see, he was right. Something happened. So, yeah, I'm going to keep believing this shit.
Going up and putting a little star next to the day on the calendar and like,
God damn.
Really good. Well, here's another little theory from greatawakening.win.
Okay.
Wins _ Bigly posted, Biden is a demon. G45 Colt replied, sometime in the early 90s, I was pretty sure Hitlery was a witch and was convinced of that by the mid-90s because some of her remarks, activities, attitudes, facial expressions, etc. Biden being possessed would not surprise me in the least.
Mm.
And Precocious 13 responded, maybe the original Biden was possessed, but that lump of oatmeal is too dumb to be possessed. Demons are clever and shrewd. That man has the mental acuity of mayonnaise.
Mm. Well,
which
they're not all wrong, huh?
Not wrong. The Joe Biden clone is too stupid to be possessed by a clever and shrewd demon.
So, yeah, we have a couple different theories about Biden. He's a clone. He's a demon.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's going to come up and say he's like he's a Frankenstein or a Bigfoot or something.
He's a shaved Bigfoot.
Yeah, that's cool. Goddamn, sometime in the early 90s, I was pretty sure that Hillary was a witch.
By the
that was 30 years
making
ago.
Those, when she was making faces while they were doing the mock arena on the Senate floor, I was like, yes.
Like, what, you know, certainly not a Hillary fan, but what has she done that would make you think she's a witch? She's just like a extremely stiff, boring politician person, right? Like, she's just an empty suit. Why would you think that means she's a witch? Truly fascinating to me. I guess if you're stupid, it helps to if you think that stuff.
So. Yeah, I think if you're insane, clinically insane, it really does help.
That always helps, yeah. Helps with a lot of stuff, folks. Well, this is posted shortly after the storming of the Capitol by a guy named Ron Watkins. Things are moving today. Trump is at Cheyenne Mountain as we speak, looking at the evidence taken from Pelosi's laptop in real time. My sources say Pelosi was stopped at the border last night at 11:55 p.m. and will be headed to an undisclosed location pending the tribunals and trials. Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood are in front of military judges today. There are 195,000 sealed indictments, and there will be sweeping arrests before the weekend is over. Everyone should stock up today and be prepared to hunker down for 10 to 12 days while Trump team takes action and a new government is put in place. For those wondering, Pence did his duty. He did not betray Trump. Without his actions, there would have been no insurrection. Now Trump has them where he wants them. The storm is upon us. Should note that none of that happened. It's important to note that. Completely made up dumb shit by an idiot.
Yeah, that's right. I also, my sources tell me, what sources are that, Ron? It's the, you and the other four guys that hang around the hardware store and drink coffee all day and just like, and watch Fox News. Yeah.
So, Ron Watkins is the, former site administrator for 8chan. He's kind of one of the big, big, QAnon guys.
All right, that makes more sense.
His dad is more sense. Jim Watkins, who is most likely the main Q guy. So, a little father and son family business
a little,
here.
A little tag team duo on it.
Pretty cute.
Family tradition of
lying, making shit up.
Well, you know,
it'd be pretty fucking cool if you were. You just made shit up online, and then like people stormed the Capitol building afterwards. You'd be like, "Damn, I fucking did a pretty damn good job with this stuff."
Hey, Dad, guess what? Dad, news, get in Pop. Here.
You proud of me, Pop? Are we winning, son?
Yeah, are you winning, son? It's a guy who's on 8chan. Oh my god!
Hey, all right, it's fucked up. Wow,
cool. Well, this one was from the other day. PunkCake150 posted, "So what happens next?" under the QAnon tag over on greatawakening.win. "The impeachment act of the movie is over, so what's the next act?" And MEMAIMGPGM replied, "Trump runs for congressman in his Florida district in 2022. Republicans win back the House of Representatives in 2022. Trump is elected Speaker of the House by Republican majority. Republican Congress under Speaker Trump destroys Dems' agenda and harass them with impeachments and endless congressional investigation. Trump wins Oval Office back in 2024. This way, we get Trump in charge for 6 years instead of four."
Perfect.
If you think that man's going to be alive in 3 years to run for president again, you are insane.
The idea of Trump just being a house in the House of Representatives is very funny. Just one of like 100 and however many guys, or what's the number? How many houses?
Know.
All right. Well, let's find out together. I think it's like 300 something now that I think. We have exactly 352-732-131. Okay. I just typed in number and it gave me the phone number for the House of Representatives. So, it's a 435 people.
What the fuck?
All right, cut me some slack.
I just think just read a 7-digit number.
Wow, that's a lot of people in the house. I had no idea. Okay. So anyway, yeah, Trump just being one of those guys, like that's not his. He wants to be president. He's not going to do that by running for the House of Representatives in District 48 of Florida or whatever.
Just the idea of like anybody even pitching it to him, he'd be like, no, like what do I have to do? Well, you are going to have to do a little, pass.
No.
Pass.
Like why wouldn't he just run for president in 2024? He doesn't need to be in the House again to do that.
This way they get 6 years out of him because he'll be the Speaker. Because that would one everybody that's been a has been in politics since they were like 34 years old is going to let Trump become Speaker before them. Sure, that'll happen.
Yeah, that's not really. Also, the Speaker of the House is not does not lead the country. Nancy Pelosi's not the actual president right now.
Yeah.
Well, or is she? Right. Cool. Great. So this is a story posted by user Bevo Stakes on our QAnon Casualties, a place for people to share the stories of their family members getting lost to the Great Awakening. There isn't a word in the English lexicon for the anger I'm feeling. My mother has fallen completely into QAnon. She posts that drivel on social media 50 times a day, every day. She's given up her business. She never does anything but doom scroll and post 20 plus hours a day. She barely sleeps. I called today out of concern. I tried to be as loving and caring as I could. I want the kind, caring woman who raised me back, who always told me she loved me more than anything. But that woman is gone. She got very defensive from the get-go. She got angry. She went on the attack. When I mentioned I wasn't allowing my kids at her house anymore unsupervised, she went ballistic. She told me how many sex crimes people live within 3 miles of my house. Then she committed a sin so diabolical and terrible she will never, ever be forgiven. She said, as a Democrat, I'm probably taking my child to the park to advertise her to child molesters because I want that to happen. 3 seconds of stunned silence. I don't know if anyone has ever uttered such a hateful thing, and to their own child, no less. I unleashed every one of the most hateful things from the darkest depths of my soul. I called her every single foul thing I know and attacked every insecurity I know she has from my 30 years being a close relation. And I don't regret it, and I never will. Ooh.
Cannot blame that woman in the slightest.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
That stinks, man. I'm just trying to imagine, like, oh, I'd have to pick my jaw up off the floor if somebody said that to me. Whew. But hey, you know what? Good for her. I remember when that first came out and how many people that subreddit, how many people were just saying, like, yeah, I just completely cut like my family out of my life because I can't deal with it. And it's like, huh? Good for you.
Good it's a good survey. There's a lot of things on there that are probably too sad for this podcast.
There's there's a lot of stuff that's really
which
sad.
Which is incredible because I love reading a good sad post that makes me makes our listeners feel bad about things. One of my favorite things to do.
Gotta keep it to a low boil when you're doing. You can't do a high boil the whole show because then people turn it off and then they tell us about it. So,
yeah, what they do.
So this was posted to an 8chan clone the morning of the inauguration.
Okay.
So what are the next 4 years going to look like? This is going to make Obama's year look like child's play. Democrats now have complete control of the government, and you know damn well they won't be any random judges standing up and blocking them from pushing through with their agenda. I imagine we are going to be looking at the worst decades for whites since the 60s when multiracialism was first enforced across the world at gunpoint. Hashtag the storm.
Mm. Yeah. The 60s infamous for being a bad decade for the whites.
Yeah, when they were getting shot with fire hoses and having police dogs sicked upon them. Yeah.
Pretty cool. if that guy thinks that, then yeah, it's going to be really bad for him when literally anything happens that's at all left of Trump. But Trump is actually still president, right? So does this guy not know that?
He didn't get that memo. He didn't get that memo.
He didn't read that cue drop that he's actually still president, so he doesn't have to worry about that.
Just wait till he finds out.
Mm-hmm. What a great day that'll be for him. A QAnon guy on YouTube posted a video after inauguration saying the storm was still on its way, and this comment was left on there. Bro, you need to face the fact that you have been had. Q is the biggest psyop got you. It's painful watching you clasping at straws to the bitter end. Maybe you should shift your focus into other areas of deception that have been pulled over mankind, like the fact that we have been lied to about the very nature of our reality. The Earth is not a globe. Space is fake. Do some research instead of following propaganda. Should note this was posted by the New Zealand Flat Earth Movement. So, even the Flat Earthers are like, guys, this is pretty sad.
Finally, somebody with some sense around here. Mm-hmm. God. bring it back to reality for us. Thank you. Oh. So someone posted a photo of Joe Biden speaking, and he's wearing a mask, of course, and it's pressing on his face and smashing it all down. And posted that on greatawakening.win and commented, "I was skeptical about, quote, fake Biden, but WTF.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Hu replied, "It's called a deep fake. Biden's face is being CGI'd onto an actor's body. The actor is real and wearing a face diaper. The computer images of Biden's face can't react with the face diaper properly when it falls too low, causing the Biden image to stretch. You can watch this happen over and over again for 2 minutes near the end of, quote, Biden's speech."
Mm-hmm.
Laughing Dingo added, "Face masks are great and highly recommended when you're trying to conceal your freaky reptilian melted plastic looking botched job of a supposed human partial facial appendage." And Tread mm-hmm. Upon Them responded, "A year ago, I would have laughed at that. Not now."
Now it's serious.
Yeah. Now I might actually think that Biden is part reptilian mm-hmm. plastizoid. Yeah.
Really tossing stones in a china shop with this whole ugly, bad plastic surgery on their presidential candidate guy. Trump has got all sorts of stuff going on with his dumb head.
When was the last time we had a good-looking president? JFK? I mean, honestly.
Some folks say Obama.
Okay, yeah. For a black guy, sure,
mm-hmm.
but
for one of those folks, so we have a straight up clone Biden. We have a demon
Biden.
Now we just have an actor with a deep fake. So it's like the deep fake thing. I really don't understand why couldn't you just have Biden talk or why is it? Why are they deep fake?
Because he's not real. He's not real.
But then what? Then who? Every single thing we see is just deep fake CGI. Then,
yeah, it's a simulation. Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
and it sucks.
It's not one of the better simulations. I'm not really sure what the point of the simulation is. If they just don't do that part and just do all the stuff you want to do without the sim. It seems like you don't need to.
Why do I gotta work fucking 40 hours a week if this is not real? Fuck this. Yeah.
Why do I have to not work that hour? All right, this is our final post on this little QAnon reboot posted by user Flamenwerfer on Great Awakening right after the inauguration was finalized.
Mm.
"To any and all federal agents browsing this website, every post I've made is satire. I do not condone nor support any of the opinions expressed on this website. Any post associated with this account is satire and should be treated as such. In case of an investigation by any federal entity or similar, I do not have any involvement with this group or with the people in it, and I do not support any actions by any members of this group. I have removed all posts and comments I have made on this account." Top voter response by user of the Patriotic Tech, faggot. Yep. that's
I do not give Facebook the right to use my photos.
Oh, man.
Just thinking posting on this site for 6 months about how you want to kill Democrats and being like, how do I delete my account? Googling how to delete Great Awakening account. And then I'm just going to...
It took till the inauguration to be oh, shit. Maybe all that stuff was complete horseshit. Why didn't he just go deeper into the rat? I don't understand why some folks took this as an opportunity to get even crazier and other folks were oh, shit.
it's a personality thing, I guess, right? It's
curious on the numbers on it, how many people, because it's QAnon still around, but I'm guessing I would guess 60% of the at its peak those people are just that was dumb, I'm done with that.
Yeah,
and then
probably.
You have the 10% that are even more into it, like more into it than ever.
And there has to be like a 1% that got into it after,
sure,
after
yeah.
the election. It's like, oh.
Boy, that's really, that's getting the band like three albums after their worst album.
I want to go see these guys live. Well, they died in a plane crash 20 years ago. So,
damn. Yeah, that's bad. Yeah, that's a guy who's getting into The Simpsons now. Like, oh, I think I'll check this show. I don't know. Oh, Fox no! Sundays, huh? Nice. Well, that was a fun one, folks. We hope you like you on next week's Reboot This Post. The last Reboot This Post for now. We might reboot This Post sometime down the line during a sweeps month. Whatever the hell that means with podcasting. week's Reboot This Post is, what is it?
Marvel.
Marvel. The Marvel comics, the Marvel movies, the fandom, full of stupid people, mm-hmm. and bad posters, and
handsome single fathers as well.
So. Yep. Theoretically, those are part of that fandom as well. Maybe we'll find a post from them. Maybe if we dig back into their Twitter, we can find some cringeworthy comic book related posts for patron consumption.
Please don't do that.
Okay. Well, tune in next week, folks. In the meantime, we're gonna get the hell out of here.
Bye.
Where we go.
Where we go one, we go bye-bye.
Bye.